Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. We have a great show for you today that features so many things. We've got dinosaurs, the Grand Canyon, VHS tapes, a firewall, and a very special guest, the incredible Eddie Cooper, singing our new song, I Have a Cookie. We'll get to all that in just a minute after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Huh. That's weird.
What is it, Nimini?
Well, according to my calculations, we're supposed to be flying close to a big bright star right now. But if you look outside the window, it's dark.
Whoa, you're right. I can't see anything if I look out this window.
Peter, that's not a window. It's a chalkboard.
It's so dark.
Guys, I think I know why it's dark outside. Look at that!
Whoa!
It's a big ship.
A really big ship.
It's so big it's blocking out the light from the star.
Look, the ship is opening.
Something's coming out of the ship.
What is it?
It looks like a slightly smaller ship. Huh.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Look, the windows to the smaller ship are opening.
Who's inside? What's inside? I can't see anything!
Peter, you're still looking at that chalkboard.
Exactly! I can't see a thing!
It's...
Good morning, Solar System Beta Andromeda 7. What a beautiful day. Oh! Hey, friends, didn't see you there. Was I blocking this star for you? Gosh, I am so sorry. It's this big hulking ship I'm in. Well, I just had to get the ship inside a ship. I mean, you know how it goes. You go to the ship dealership, or the ship, as I like to call it, and you know you want the smaller ship, but they always get you. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Hi, friends.
A dinosaur?
A what? Oh, you must be from Earth. Yes, I know that to you Earthlings, I must look like a dinosaur, but actually I'm not from Earth at all. I'm just a creature from Blorthrax who can shapeshift to look like anything I want. This is me in my natural state. Call me Kronk.
It's nice to meet you, Kronk, but I still can't see anything.
Peter, let me just turn you away from the chalkboard and there.
Oh, that is so much better. Woo! Oh, hey, look, a dinosaur.
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
People like that cookie, so they take care of it well.
Sheep, get out of here.
We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Stories from Earth? Oh, man, I miss those. Can I listen?
Sure, Kronk. Am I saying that right, Kronk?
You got it. I was named after my father. Kronk, Kronk, Kronk.
Okay, I have so many questions for you, but first, let's do a story. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Natalie. I live in Massachusetts, and I'm 7. This is my story called I Have a Cookie.
I have a huge cookie, and I'm gonna eat it. Yes, you heard me now. I have a huge cookie, and I'm gonna eat it. Well, it took me years.
Is destroyed by now. Yes, I'm 100 years old now, and the earth is destroyed by now. But the cookie still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie, it still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie, it still lives. The cookie still lives. The cookie still lives.
1,000 years old.
Oh, the cookie still lives.
I said the cookie.
How many chocolate chips are in there?
Come on, the cookie still lives.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Natalie, you wrote I Have a Cookie, right?
Yep.
Can you tell me about how that came to be?
I thought of cookies and then giant things, and then I put them together. And then I just wrote a story. It just popped into my head.
Did you mean for your story to be a funny story or a serious story or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Like, the beginning is kind of serious. Like, at the end, it's funny. I was thinking of, like, space and stuff.
How does space come into it?
It would be funny. Like, if a cookie went in space.
Yeah, it would be funny. How big is the cookie that you imagine in your story?
Almost bigger than the Earth.
Wow.
It, like, goes into every country and state.
Everyone in every state in every country could sort of munch on the same cookie, right?
Yeah. They could, like, munch on their side.
Does it ever go stale, or does it stay good forever?
Just stays good. People like that cookie, so they take care of it well.
How do they take care of it?
Oh, they build a house for it. It's, like, huge, almost as big as the Earth. It has a picture of a cookie on it, hearts and rainbows, and the color of house is purple.
Wow, I can really see that.
Yeah.
There's, like, a big twist in the middle of your story.
Yeah.
It takes you forever to eat the cookie. You become 100 years old, and then the Earth is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how the Earth is destroyed in your story?
The cookie did it.
The cookie did it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
He also has arms and legs and a mouth, and the cookie can tap dance.
Did he? Oh my gosh, he can tap dance?
Yeah.
So was the Earth destroyed by tap dancing?
Yeah.
Did he know what he was doing? Did he know that he was destroying his home?
No.
He didn't even know?
It was an accident. He just kept tap dancing in space until he flew onto another planet.
Where he lives now.
Yeah.
This is intense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the people of Earth should forgive this cookie?
Yeah, they should definitely forgive cookies. Who doesn't like cookies?
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, everyone.
I think something that is so interesting and impressive about your story is that it's relatively short, right? It's only like 8 sentences. But you tell such a big story in those 8 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
I don't focus on how much words they are. I just focus on the story.
I feel like someday, Natalie, you should be a film director.
Yeah.
Because your vision is expansive.
Yeah.
Natalie, thank you for giving me so much insight into your story.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
That story was really wonderful. I thought it was amazing.
That was, so cool.
That was incredible. MG, that story was amazing. You all are so good at telling stories.
Thanks. So, Kronk, you've been to Earth.
Have I? It's one of my favorite vacation spots. Every time I go, I shapeshift into a new kind of Earth creature so I can blend in with the local population. Watch.
Oh, now Kronk looks like a cute penguin.
And now he looks like a tall oak tree.
But when I'm at home here in space, I prefer my natural form, which looks like an Earth dinosaur. Oh, hey, here's a fun fact. On my planet, we don't have music. But after I visited Earth, I started playing my own jazz music. Check it out. Here's my jazz album.
Cool.
Thanks. Man, I cannot believe I met Earthlings all the way out here. What are the odds? Okay, I have so many questions for you.
Sure.
Oh, wait. First, listen to this ending.
Nice. All right, so what questions do you have about Earth?
Okay, ooh, is the Grand Canyon still there?
Oh, yes, that's one of my favorite places.
Ooh, how about that thing in the sky, the pretty lights to the north?
Aurora Borealis, yup, still visible, still spectacular.
Nice, sounds like nothing has changed since I left. I should really go back, I miss renting VHS tapes from a video rental store.
Oh,
and fax machines. I used to love sending documents through a telephone wire using really loud fax machines.
Oh.
And speaking of communication, who could forget beepers?
Oh, boy.
And browsing the internet.
Yeah.
Using Netscape.
Oh, no. Kronk, when was the last time you were back on Earth?
That's hard to say with time dilation and the nature of space travel, but I guess in Earth years it was 1994?
Kronk, would you excuse us for just one moment? We're gonna have a sidebar over here.
Yeah, of course. Take your time. Man, you know what's funny? I used to have sidebars all the time with my friends in our favorite spot, the ball pit in a fast food restaurant. Good times.
Okay, sounds good, Kronk. Just a second, okay? Okay, gang, so last I checked, all of those things that Kronk loved about the 90s are gone, right?
Yes!
So we should tell Kronk, right?
No.
Why not?
Kronk is a space creature I've never encountered before. I don't know how he'll react if he gets upset. He could grow into some sort of mega koala bear.
Aww.
No! A dangerous mega koala bear.
Oh.
Ooh, you know what else is funny? Before I left, I was like, maybe I should take a portable CD player with me, you know, since we don't have music on my planet. But then I thought, these things will never go away. They'll definitely still be here the next time I come to Earth.
Yeah, very funny, Kronk. So what are we gonna do?
Kronk deserves to know the truth. It might be dangerous, but if my favorite vacation spot lost all the things that made it special, I would want to know too. Like, if all the burros went on strike at the Grand Canyon. Please tell me.
Megan's right. We should tell Kronk.
Okay, here goes nothing. Kronk, we have something we need to tell you.
Wait, wait, let me guess. You brought me a plaid shirt. That's my favorite Earth clothing. Wait. You still wear plaid shirts on Earth, right?
Yes, we still wear plaid shirts.
Okay, whew. Because I don't know if I could handle it if I found out that something on Earth was suddenly different and strange to me.
Oh boy. Okay. Actually, Kronk, what we wanted to tell you is that almost all of the things you love about Earth are obsolete.
On my feet? Where?
No, no, not your feet. Obsolete. They're gone now. And they've been replaced by newer things.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
The times have changed, Kronk. The way that things work on Earth is we're always trying to find newer, better, and faster ways of doing stuff. And once we do, we tend to leave the old stuff behind.
So, no more troll dolls, no more Full House, no more Macarena?
Actually, we still do have all those things.
Oh. Phew. Floppy disks?
No.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm
talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
I can't believe everything I love about Earth is gone. I'll never get to use a phone booth ever again.
Oh, Kronk, I know it must be hard, but a lot of your favorite things have been replaced by something newer and easier to use. Well, for example, we might not have phone booths anymore, but it's because we have cell phones. See?
I can't fit inside of that thing. It's so small. It's just not the same.
Megan, how would that make Kronk feel any better?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but do you have any experience consoling an upset dinosaur?
Does my grandpa count?
Peter, did you learn how to play the drums just so you could play a rim shot after your own jokes?
The important thing is that I'm learning.
Earth is ruined!
Oh, Kronk, that's not true. Maybe we can help. What was one of your favorite things from Earth?
Well, my favorite TV show was the one where you get to see the inside of famous people's houses.
Oh, and then on the show they would fix up the house, and it was on some sort of home improvement channel?
No, you just looked at the house. No fixing. And it was on a music channel.
Oh, okay. Well, here, come look around our ship house. Okay, so over there's the kitchen, and those are the bedrooms, and oh, right there, that's the simul room where you can replicate any environment in the universe.
Oh, it's just not the same. Where's the fridge full of just one beverage and nothing else? Where's the pool with two water slides? Where's the 12-car garage / guest house? I miss the old Earth.
Ooh. Peter, what is that you're drinking?
Oh, this? It's just some bubble tea, or boba.
Boba? Is that an Earth thing? I've never seen it before.
Oh, well, I guess it didn't get super popular until after you last visited Earth. Here, you want to try it?
Oh, wow. Wow! This is so good! It's sweet and chewy and so much fun to drink!
Yeah, right?
I've got to tell my friends about this. I know, I'll give them a phone call. Do you have a landline telephone on this ship?
No need for that, Kronk. We've got Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah! No more waiting for someone else to stop using the phone so that you can use the internet.
Whoa! I had no idea that all these new things could be so cool!
Yeah, I guess Earth is pretty cool.
And just because things change doesn't always mean that they're changing for the worse.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to all these changes we've mentioned, we don't have to memorize phone numbers anymore or sit through a ton of commercials when we're watching TV or even miss out on talking to our friends and family who might not be nearby.
I guess I was wrong about Earth. It sounds better than ever now. In fact, I think I'm going to go right now. Do you all want to come with me?
Thanks for the invitation, Kronk, but we've got to get our friend Lufa here back to her home planet.
Fair enough. Thanks for everything, Story Pirates. I can't wait to check out all the cool new stuff Earth has to offer. Now, if you'll excuse me and my ship within a ship have a trip to make. Computer, set coordinates for Earth. Goodbye, Story Pirates.
Bye.
Have fun.
It was nice meeting you.
Oh, I forgot to tell you where texts are.
Hey, should we do another story?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Great! You know, speaking of technology, listeners, this next story is also about gadgets, the internet, and phones, and it's a spin on a classic fairy tale. See if you can tell which one. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Colin. I live in Virginia, and I'm 9 years old. This is my story, Three Little Phones.
texting all children. This is Mama Computer. Please report to the desktop at once. I have an important announcement. Roll call. Little phone number one.
Ugh, what do you want, Mama Computer? Let's make this quick. I've got calls to make.
Little phone number two.
Here, Mama Computer. This better be good. I was on sleep mode.
And little phone number three.
Here, Mama Computer. I'm at 100% and ready for whatever you need.
Well, if you're already at 100%, why don't you scoot over and let me use the charger?
Wait, no. I need the plug. My energy's super low.
Ooh. My battery just went down to 99%. Better let me use that charger. Excuse me.
You know, I'm still using it. Wait, no,
stop! This is exactly what I need to talk with you about. You need to stop ignoring the prompt to update your OS. It's time for you to grow up and find your own houses.
Ugh, find our own houses? But I like it here.
I'm sorry, but one plug for us to charge is not enough for all four of us.
Mama Computer is right.
Huh?
She's let us feed off her energy for too long. We may be the phones, but this is her call.
But Mama, where will we even go?
Don't worry. The internet is a big place. I'm sure you'll find something. But be warned, the internet can also be a scary place, full of danger and lies. And you need to be wary of the big bad malware.
The big bad malware?
Yes, malware. Software that is specifically designed to disrupt, damage, or gain unauthorized access to a computer system. And if you aren't careful, it'll make you glitch out. Okay, toodle-doo, happy browsing. Text thread over.
Ugh, where are we gonna find a place to live? What a waste of time.
Look, I just did a web search and found a quiet, peaceful, phone-friendly neighborhood where the big bad malware is sure to never come. We can live there. Let's go. We're there!
Wow, 5G is super fast.
Yeah, let's get this over with. I have more important things to do. I'm just gonna build my house out of all these phone cases.
Well, I'm gonna build my house out of metal from eBay.
eBay?
Yeah, I outbid a railroad conductor, a welder, and some guy who seems to be really into steampunk.
Well, I'm gonna build my house out of firewall.
Firewall?
Yeah, firewall. It's a computer system that blocks out things you don't want coming in, like the big bad malware, while still allowing outward communication. I persuaded the programmers to give me some.
That sounds complicated, and I don't feel like learning about it.
Yeah, firewall, fire schmall. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some browsing to do. All right, let's see. I should get some stickers for these phone cases to make them look cool. And we all know that being cool is more important than safety. What's this? A Papa Bad?
Hey, looking to be cool? Just click this link for the top 10 coolest ways to be cool. You won't believe number 4.
What won't I believe? I'm gonna click this.
I tricked you. For you see, I am not a mere pop-up ad. I am actually the big bad malware. And I am bored. So, little phone, let me in, hi.
Not by the bites of my white iFi.
Then I'll hack into you.
What exactly are you going to do?
I'm gonna hack into this robot.
Yikes, I wish that you would not.
Bot here ready to destroy this fool.
Oh no, this is the most uncool.
Watch out, little phone, do you feel that itch?
The malware's got me, I'm starting to glitch.
Buzz, boom, out. Sorry, little phone, you've just glitched out.
I should have been more prepared. Bleep, buzz.
Another successful hacking for me, the big bad malware. Well, I'm bored. On to the next house.
Oh, unlimited texting. Oh, who's knocking on my metal house doors? I thought I was set to do not disturb. Hey, who's out there?
Malware.
I know malware you are. I need to know mal who you are.
Why don't you mal open the door and find out?
I don't know. You sound an awful lot like the big bad malware.
Little phone, let me in, hi.
Not by the bites of my Wi-Fi.
Then I'll hack into you.
I've got metal walls. What are you gonna do?
Gonna hack these bots. This time I've got 10. They'll attack for me. I just have to say when.
Ten bots. robots ready. You know that we're stronger.
Give me a break. I just want to sleep longer.
Sorry, little phone. Already flipped the switch.
Oh, no. Looks like I'm starting to glitch.
Hot speed at the pool. Down. Email, phone calls, long distance. I wish I was more prepared.
That was so fun. Keyword was, but now I'm bored again. Time to hack the third phone's house.
Yeah, Mama Computer, things are going really well over here. I'm loving my new place. No, I haven't heard from Little Phone 1 or 2 in a while. I hope they're okay. Oh, I'll call you back later, Mama. Looks like I have a visitor. Bye. Hello, who's there?
I'm just gonna cut to the chase. Little phone,
let me in, hi.
Not by the bites of my Wi-Fi.
Then I'll hack, and I'll hack, and I'll hack into you, and there is nothing that you can...
Firewall.
Firewall? I didn't know that was a thing. But it's no problem, because... Got 20 bots now, I can't be stopped. This firewall bubble has gotta be...
Firewall.
Oh, come on. Okay, let's try this. One more time, you gotta be hacked. Watch out now.
Firewall.
What? You blocked me?
Yes, that's what a firewall does.
Well, fine, actually. I guess I'll just have to come in through the drain pipe.
Okay, but you should know that I've lined my drain pipe with debuggers.
But they stop malware. I am shocked. Oh my goodness. I cannot stand debuggers. I mean, I can't even believe how prepared you were for me. I gotta get out of here and reevaluate some things.
Now get out of here, malware, and don't come back.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go and see if I can mess up some boomer's phone. Good day.
You did it, little phone 3. You got rid of the malware.
Yeah, he'll never bother us again.
Look, we're getting a call from Mama Computer. I'll put it on speaker.
My dear little phones, I just wanted to call to say that I am so incredibly proud of you. You've all grown up so fast, and I just want to say you are welcome to come home anytime.
Hooray!
When you say we're all welcome to come over anytime, you mean me too, right?
No!
Fair enough.
The end!
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Natalie and Colin. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story that is a modern spin on a classic fairy tale. You know, the way that today's story, The Three Little Phones, was inspired by The Three Little Pigs. Start by finding a classic story that you know, and then fill it in with all sorts of modern things from today's world. As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cavallon, and contributing writers are Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Eddie Cooper. This episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Chris Ferry, Alex Golden, Gabby Hornig, Nick Canellis, April Laval, Caroline Lux, Jasmine Malavay, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alan Pierre, Peter Russo, and Nimini Ware. I Have a Cookie was written by Michael B. Wells and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Additional production on Three Little Phones by Eric Gerson. I have a big jug of kefir, and I'm gonna drink it. Yes, you know that I have of kefir. And I'm gonna drink it.
What?
Wow, it did not take me years to drink that jug of kefir. In fact, I'm already done. Delicious.